Okay, today we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Shumos, and today we're concluding, actually, I believe, the fifth parak of Maseches Shumos, Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes. So Mishnah Ches is gonna pick up where the last Mishnah left off. The last Mishnah spoke about a case of a saw of Truma fell into Chulin, and after the saw fell in, you pull the saw out from the mixture like you're supposed to. So here the Mishnah talks about a case of a saw of Truma that fell into Chulin, but you never had a chance to pull it out, meaning the saw of Truma falls into 100 sitin of Chulin, so really it's batel. Even midrabanan, it's batel. It's just that we have this requirement in order to reimburse the Kohen that he shouldn't suffer a monetary loss, you got to take some out. But what if you didn't, and then another sa'a fell in? So do we now say it's ki'ilu 2 sitin of Truma fell into 100 sitin of Chulin, where the whole thing is going to be problematic? So saw Truma shenafel l'meyav lo hispik lag bi'ad shenafel acheres, you didn't have a chance to take it out until another saw fell in. Harezu asura. The whole thing is going to be asura. It's as if two sa'in fell into 100 saw of chulin, and therefore the whole thing is meduma. Had you taken it out before the second one fell in, then it would be mutter, because each saw becomes batel. But we don't say kama batel. But Rabbi Shimon Mati, Rabbi Shimon says that it's mutter, because once you wanted to take it out, you were aware of the tarovest, so then it became batel, and it's ki'ilu. You've already taken it out. The Bartanura points out kishalo no dalo nefila rishona ad shenafla shenia moda Rabbi Shimon demikan denaflu dekaman denaflu basachas dami, that if you were unaware that the first sa'a had fell in and then the second sa'a fell in before you even knew about the first sa'a, then even Rabbi Shimon would agree that it's as if two sa'in fell into 100 sa'in of chulin, two sa'in of truma fell into 100 sa'in of chulin, the whole thing is going to be asr. The whole machlokas is no dalo benatayim, you just didn't have a chance to pull it out. So Rabbi Shimon says that kiven to omed laharum kimuram dami, that since it's omed to be pulled out, we view it as if it's already pulled out. And this is a sheet of Rabbi Shimon throughout Shas. The Bartanura points out that a kala omed li is ki, that whenever something is destined to, it's as if it's already been done. And that's why Rabbi Shimon is matir in such a case. Okay, Mishnah test, the last Mishnah of the fifth parak. So a number of halachas about truma that gets mixed in with chulin. So let's say you have grain that you grind up into flour. So the volume of the flour is not necessarily the same exact as what it was before you ground it up from being grain. If it's a very high quality grain, then you're going to have, it's certainly not going to be the same. It's certainly going to be less flour than the original grain. But the question is, how much? How much less? So if it's very high quality grain, so most of it will be usable and will produce, it's going to produce more flour. But if it's a low quality grain, then there's a good percentage of that grain that was psoles, and that's not going to be able to be used as flour. So it's going to be a lesser volume of flour. So let's say you have saw truma shenafla lemeya, a saw of truma that falls into 100 saw of chulin, vitachlan upachsu, and then you ground up that mixture, you ground up all that grain, and therefore it's less volume. Kishem shepachsu achulin, kach pachsu atruma umutter. So we assume it doesn't change the bittel, meaning that we assume that it all decreased in volume proportionally. That if there was a 20% decrease in volume when you ground it, just like the chulin had a 20% decrease, the truma had a 20% decrease, and you still have your 100-to-1 ratio. So truma shnafel lepachzimeyev, so of truma fell into less than 100 so of chulin, and therefore it's all meduma utachnon vahusiru, and then you ground it up, and it's and it increased in volume. Kishem shel sira chulin, kach sira truma. We assume that just like the chulin increased in volume, the truma also increased in volume, meaning everything was proportional. We don't assume that the chulin increased in volume and the truma did not, and therefore the truma becomes batel. No, v'asur, the whole thing's asur because everything is proportional. Im yadua shachitim shel chulin yafos mishal truma mutter, but if you knew that the chitim of chulin was higher quality chitim than the truma was, and therefore it stands to reason that the chulin is what increased in volume, whereas the truma is what decreased in volume, then it's going to be mutter. If it makes sense to assume that if lefi cheshbon, it's going to make sense sense that there's going to be a 100-to-1 ratio. So this is not a violation of Ein Mevatel Nisa L'Chavchila. That's what, if you look in Rabbi Kiveger on the side of the page in the Tos Rabbi Kiveger, he discusses that issue of why isn't this a violation of Ein Mevatel Nisa L'Chavchila. He says V'lavi Mevatel V'chulei Aval Harash Kasa V'Masis Rabbi Yossi Damar Af Neskavin V'yilkot V'yala B'kuf Alif V'ayin Rabbi Yidim Nesnisin. So he says, Kivan te in kavanosol vatel rak litchon hachitim mishumachi mutal chachila. Since your kavana is not to be mevatel, all your kavana is just to grind the wheat. You're not having any kavana to be mevatel anything. So therefore, it's not a violation of ein mevatel nisul chachila, because there was no intention to be mevatel. There was you were going to grind the wheat and you were going to turn it into flour. This comes up all the time, right? Let's say a person wants to use strawberries and raspberries and other vegetables and fruits that have that likely have bugs in them. So the bugs are batel chora. The only thing is, if it's a berry, if it's a complete bug, it's not batel. So even though you have hundreds of times of fruit compared to the bug, but a berry does not become batel. Okay, so make it not a berry. Can't you just crush up the bug? So if you pulverize the whole mixture, then the bug will become batel. But it won't, because of ein mevatel nisa l'chavchila. But what if you're pulverizing the mixture not with the intention of crushing the bug? You're pulverizing the mixture because that's the recipe. You're making a smoothie, and the way to make a smoothie is by pulverizing the whole mixture. So if that's the case, the kavana is not to be mevatel, the kavana is to make a smoothie, and that's therefore going to be mutter. It's not going to be a violation of ein mevatelin iser l'charchila. Now the Mishnah has one final halacha. You're not allowed to be mevatel truma with chulin. So the Mishnah talks about a case where there wasn't enough chulin to be mevatel the truma, and then more chulin got added on. So saw truma shnafel l'pachsumei. You have a saw of truma that falls into less than 100 of chulin. V'achar kach nafel shom chulin. And then afterwards, more chulin fell into the mixture. So now you have a 100-to-1 ratio. So im shogeg mutter v'meiz raser. If that happened b'shogeg, then it's mutter. That's the basic halacha of bittel. But if you did it b'meiz it, then it's going to be aser, because then it's a violation of ein mevatel nisul chachila. So the rabbanim made a knas that not only are you not allowed to be mevatel nisul chachila, the rabbanim made a knas that it doesn't even work if you're mevatel nisul chachila. It's in fact not going to be batel. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Ches, we said that if a saw of truma falls into 100 se'in of chulin, and then another saw fell in, you became aware of it, and then another saw, but you didn't have a chance to pull out the first saw, and then another saw falls in. So we have a machlokas whether it's aser, that's Tanakama shita, or it's going to be mutter, that is Rabbi Shimon shita. That Rabbi Shimon says it's already become batel and kala omed le harim is kaharim dami. So anything you were planning on taking out, it's as if it's already taken out. And then Mishnah Tes taught us a number of cases where you had a mixture and then you ground it up. So we assume that if you had a mixture of truma and chulin and then you ground it up and the volume either decreased or increased, that it decreased or increased proportionally, and therefore if you had bittel originally, you still have it. If you didn't have bittel originally, you don't have it. But if you know for sure that the truma produce, the truma wheat, was low quality and the chulin was high quality, then it can actually change the proportions when you grind it up, and it will affect bittel. Once we talk about affecting bittel by grinding it up, the last halacha in the Mishnah is whether you're allowed to purposely, whether bittel works when there was no bittel originally and then more chulin fell in. So the Mishnah tells us if that happens, then bittel does work, but if it's something that you did purposely in order to generate bittel, then bittel is not going to work, because that's going to be a violation of ein mevatelin isur lecharchila. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with the sixth parak of Maseches Trumos.